on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The UK's first nuclear plant in 20 years has been approved by the government. Hinkley Point in Somerset will be mostly funded by French and Chinese investors. There's strong opposition from environmental groups, but the Energy Secretary and Tunbridge Wells MP Greg Clark has told the Commons the country needs it.
The electricity generated will be reliable and low carbon, and so completely compatible with our climate change obligations. And Hinkley Point C will inaugurate a new era of UK nuclear power.
But Ian Dyer, who runs a nearby B&B, says the decision will have a huge impact on the area.
It isn't just about the power station, it's all the peripheral things, the services, the companies that make things for power stations, and just the simplest thing, you know, whether it's fencing products or whatever, it all has to be supplied. This is a massive, massive project.
KMFM News.
A private school in Canterbury has been fined £18,000 after a boy almost drowned during a summer camp. A court heard the seven-year-old was pulled from the water almost 4 minutes after getting into difficulties at St Edmund's School in August 2014. The school pleaded guilty to health and safety failings. Police are investigating a death threat which has been sent to a Kent MP. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, the Canterbury and Whitstable MP Julian Brazier received an email with an explicit message earlier this month stating he and his family would be killed. It comes just weeks after his son, who's a city councillor, has sent a letter threatening to make him pay for the EU referendum result, even though he never campaigned. The Met Police say they're investigating a number of threatening emails sent to MPs since the 26th of August. They say no arrests have been made, but inquiries are ongoing.
KMFM News.
A 15-year-old boy has been arrested by police investigating a disturbance involving a large group of people in Dover. Officers were called to Mazonda Road at around 7 last night. Two men in their 40s are said to have received facial injuries. The teenager has been bailed until next month. The number of drivers illegally using mobile phones at the wheel is at an epidemic proportion, according to the RAC. 11 million motorists are estimated to have made or received a call at the wheel in the last year. A study has also found 5 million have taken photos or videos whilst driving. Pete Williams from the RAC says social media is encouraging youngsters.
We did find far higher figures of younger drivers were actually admitting to taking photographs and video. 36% of people aged 17 to 24 actually admitted to using their mobile phone while driving to take videos.
With just over a week to go until a consultation on plans for a huge lorry park in Kent closes, road bosses say they're still keen to hear what we think. Highways England's proposing to build a £250 million facility off the M20 near Hythe to put a stop to the misery caused by Operation Stack. Carol Cooney lives nearby. She believes there are other alternatives.
We would prefer to have smaller lorry sites situated along the motorways further up, so that when lorry drivers come to their end of their driving time, they can pull in and therefore have for a proper park, but not all down in this particular area.
KMFM News.
Plans for a massive IMAX cinema screen in Ashford have been given the go-ahead. Councillors have backed plans for the development at Cineworld on the Eureka Business Park. It'll be only the second screen of its kind in Kent, with the other at Bluewater. And it looks like it could be the last day of hot weather in Kent. Temperatures are expected to reach 30 degrees in the county today, but there's a weather warning in place for heavy rain tomorrow.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
It's claimed all Team GB athletes who competed at the Rio Olympics could be in danger of having their medical records leaked by Russian hackers. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Sir Bradley Wiggins and Chris Froome are among five who've already had data stolen from the World Anti-Doping Agency. There's no suggestion of wrongdoing by any of the athletes. Professor David Cohen was in charge of testing at London 2012. He says the leak doesn't pose a huge danger.
I know they are concerned about it. I know we're getting statements from WADA about what they intend to do about it. In terms of the integrity of what we have, because we all keep independent records as well anyway, I don't think there's a risk of someone modifying files on that database. In other words, being able to use it to falsely accuse.
Meantime, Great Britain have won 9 gold medals on day 7 of the Rio Paralympics, going past their totals from Beijing and London. Hannah Cockcroft broke her own world record with victory in the T34 400 metres. Paralympics GB now have 95 medals overall, with 4 days of competition left. And Manchester United get their Europa League campaign underway this evening. They're in Holland to take on Feyenoord in their first group game. Southampton begin with a home tie against Sparta Prague.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.